We're holding by Kinyan Lamed Aleph, Ohev Eshat Tzedakos. One should love Tzedakos in the plural. The Matis Yo asks two very basic questions. First is, why the plural? Why is it Ohev Eshat Tzedakos? It should be Ohev Eshat Tzedakos. One who loves Tzedakos, that is the Kinyan of Torah. Why is it in the plural? Second of all, why is the focus on somebody who loves tzedakah as opposed to somebody who does tzedakah? Wouldn't a more basic idea be somebody who's oseh tzedakah? That is the kinyan of the Torah. Why is it ohev es hatzedakos? Two fundamental questions. Matis Yo lays out a very important yesod in what is tzedakah in this context. Based on a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says, "Ditnan mi Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra Oimer Mishum Rabbi Meir Sofek Leket." If you have something that you're not sure if it's leket or not, leket. Sofek Shechecha, Shechecha. Sofek Peya, Peya. Any one of these matnos on the end. If you have misupak whether you should give it as a matana or not. The Gemara says you should give it. What does it mean that you should be matstik, an ani or a rash? If it means you should be matstik, then bidin. If they come to court, you should give preference to a ani. The pasuk says they shouldn't give preferential treatment to somebody who's a dal, who's oppressed. Rather, you should justify that which you have and give it to the ani. And Rabbi Matis Yo defines the Gemara that tzedakah, according to Chazal, means those macharim, but tzedek it's ani kilo akol shelo. That you should have a natural desire and inclination to give to the ani, as if he deserves it. That you should naturally be desirous of helping out those who are oppressed, of the aniyim amongst us, and giving over to them. If that's the case, then tzedakah doesn't only apply simply to what we formerly called tzedakah of giving a little bit of money to somebody who needs it, but tzedakah is a mentality. And tzedakah can apply throughout our life in many circumstances daily. The Gemara tells us regarding Eov, Gemara Baba Basra. The pasuk says, Ish tam v'yashar v'sar mirah, that Eov was a simple individual, straight and simple. He avoided doing ra. What does it mean, v'sar mirah, Amar Rav Abba bar Shmuel, Eov vatron b'memoinoy haya? That Eov was willing to be mevater, give over of his money. The Gemara tells us that normally somebody has a worker, and he has he hired a worker to do a little bit of a job for him, and he gives the worker a shekel to go to the store to go buy lunch that only costs a half a shekel. And the worker goes to the store and he buys the lunch in the one who hired him expects to get the change. Says the Gemara, Eov vatron havo, he was a mevater, and he told the worker, keep the extra cash. I don't need it back, you can keep it. Source number one. Then the Gemara says further about Eov, that Eov was Robin Hood, the typical Robin Hood. Hayagoyzel sodem me'aniyim, he would steal the field, umashbicha, improve it, umachzira lahem, and return it to them. He would go into the ani's field and make sure it was better and then give it back to them. And the Gemara calls this that he was a sar meira. What does it mean that he was a sar meira? Says Rav Matis Yo, the pshat in the Gemara is that naturally an individual goes to do things chaytiv bishvil atzmo. He wants to help himself. He's focused on himself. What can I do to improve my lot in life? What can I do to improve my bank account? However, when it came to Eov, he was focused on others. He was focused on the worker. He was focused on the ani. Reb Chaim Volozhiner famously said to his son, Ze koil adam lo le'atzmo nivra. These are famous words that everyone should know. That the essence of an individual is that he wasn't created for himself. That a person's essence is not to help himself, but he was created exclusively to help those that are around him to the maximum of his capabilities. And Eov lived a life that he was completely focused on the zulas, on those that were around him, and not egotistical. He wasn't focused on himself. Explains to Matasio, that's the essence of tzedakah. The essence of tzedakah is not simply the act, but the essence of tzedakah is somebody whose whole focus, somebody who has the capability to always recognize those who are around him, to recognize those who are in his sviva, in his environment, and what can I do to help them? Imagine you're with a bunch of guys on a Motzei Shabbos and you're going out to eat. And there's an option. Should we go for the shawarma or should we go for the pizza? And you're a typical guy. You say, I want a barbecue. Let's go for the shawarma. But you recognize that the chevra that you're with, it's going to be beneficial for them if they go for the pizza. They don't have so much money. So you decide, oh, if it's at Stokos, you decide, you know what? I'll give up my opportunity for shawarma. I don't know. I might not get it for another month, but I'll give it up anyways. And I'm going to go for the pizza. That's somebody who's ohev esat stakos. That's a practical, everyday experience of stakos that we all can relate to and experience. We all have various opportunities. We have two options. And you can choose to do that which helps your friend, where to sit in the base medrash. You're going in a car. There's a choice of sitting in the middle or on the side. Everyone knows they want to sit next to the window. But you're willing to give it up. You're willing to give it to your friend. That's somebody who's focused the whole l'achrini to help out those that are around you. How is this a kinyan in Torah? How does this relate to Torah? How does this help us acquire Torah? So in this, Reb Matisyahu brings it home by telling us, you're learning a sugya. You're learning a sugya, and you have a gut reaction as to what the pshat in the Rashi, what the pshat in the Tosfos is. You're ready to go, you're going to go to battle for it. Because you know this is the emes of pshat in the Rashi. But somebody who's always at struggles, somebody who's constantly looking for opportunities for others, focused on others, is willing to subjugate his own seichel. He's willing to give over of his own svara and say, you know what? Let's hear what you have to say. Maybe you can improve my position. Maybe your kasha is better than my answer. And together we could be focused on the emes. If you're always at struggles, if you're someone like Reb Chaim says, that we're always focused on those that are around us, we're able to more readily, more easily give up our abstinence, and we're willing to give up our position and to be focused greater on the MS and acquiring what the real pshat in the sugya is. Ad kan.